Sharing the love of Christ through music, House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
From the Message, 1 John 3. But friends, that's exactly who we are, children of God. And that's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see him, and in seeing him, become like him. All of us who look forward to his coming, stay ready with the glistening purity of Jesus' life as a model for our own.
I'm not gonna worry. I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna worry. He's
got the whole thing in his hand. I won't let it haunt me. I won't let it win. I'm not gonna ruminate or meditate on how it might have been. I'm gonna release it. He's got the whole thing in his hand. Maybe lately I've started to resign. So here it goes, God only knows. It might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna fret. I'm just gonna wait and see, and in between give thanks for what I get. I'll live in the moment. He's got the whole thing in his hand. Maybe lately I've started to resign. So here it goes, God only knows. It might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna worry, he's got the whole thing in his hand. He's got the whole thing in his hand. He's got the whole thing in his hand.
I'd like to read a letter that came through our email just a couple hours ago from our senior pastor, Ron Swartz. He says, "Good evening. Our world has taken an unexpected turn with the introduction of the coronavirus into our world. Children are home and many of them are rejoicing with the extended and unexpected break. Meanwhile, parents are scrambling trying to find childcare. Your plans have been disrupted, the cruise is off, you can't find toilet paper, and you wonder what is happening in our world. Some of us are dealing with anxiety and depression as we live with a growing fear of the future. Life seems to be out of control, so we try to bring it back under control with panic buying in a futile attempt to bring some measure of control out of the chaos that we feel around us. Corrie ten Boom, who went through great difficulties in life, said, "We should never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. One of the most prominent themes of Scripture is to trust in God, especially in times when it is difficult to do so. Psalms 28:7 says, 'The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me.' If anyone has a right to be worried, George Mueller did. For decades, he walked through trials of faith that would leave many of us shattered in mind and body. More than 10,000 children depended on him for food, clothing, and shelter throughout his lifetime. His orphan houses lived for years on the edge of poverty, and he had committed early on to never ask anyone but God for money. When George Mueller was asked how he could be so calm in the middle of such a hectic day with so many uncertainties at the orphanage, he answered something like, 'I rolled 60 things unto the Lord this morning.' How did Mueller handle the burdens of 10,000 orphans? He took them, one by one, off of his own shoulders, and he rolled them onto God's. Psalm 52:22 says, 'Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin.' At this point, we are planning to meet at our regular time on Sunday morning, although I'm suggesting we do not shake hands, and certainly if our older members choose not to come, that is understandable. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Pastor Ron, Riverside Mennonite Church."
You have walked me through the valley of the shadows, dark and low, and that's reason enough to believe.
hath shown me endless mercy. Oh, why, I'll never know. And that's reason enough to believe. So I won't wait for signs and wonders to teach me how to trust. 'Cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your great love. You took the cross so willingly and spilled your precious blood. And that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough for me.
When I took your grace for granted, I was granted even more. And that's reason enough to believe.
Oh, and with compassion you convinced me I'm not hopeless anymore. And that's reason
so I won't wait for signs and wonders to teach me how to trust. 'Cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your great love. You took the cross so willingly and spilled your precious blood. And that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough for me.
That's reason.
That's reason.
That's reason.
I like the part in there. I'll not wait for signs and wonders, because you've already proven your love for us. House of Praise is a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Get information from our website about coronavirus, the message from Pastor Ron, and other resources there on our website, riversideministries.com. I'd like to leave you with this prayer.
Gentle Shepherd, come. Gentle Shepherd.